Welcome to Chapter 3, Step 1, Pick Your Niche. This is the first step that you're going to take on the way to building your multiple streams of music income business. First, we're going to talk about the power of niche marketing. I'm going to really explain to you what niche marketing is and why you want to be doing it. Second, you're going to brainstorm your niches, all the possible things that could be your niche, and then you're going to evaluate and choose your first niche. Section 3A, the power of niche marketing. So what niche marketing gives you is laser focus. You want to be thinking of it like the power of light. So if you have the light of a full moon, it's pretty, it's relatively bright on a dark night, but it would be hard to read by it. On the other hand, if you take that same light, meaning in the visible spectrum, and you narrow it to a laser focus, it can cut glass. The only difference is the focus. The light of the moon is dispersed, it's really broad and wide, and it's not very intense. What you do with niche marketing is that it allows you to think deep, not wide. In other words, when you're thinking about the groups of people that you want to be marketing to, you're thinking in terms of deep, not wide. You're thinking in terms of marketing to a very small, specific group of people rather than trying to market to everybody everywhere. This allows you to leverage your time, energy, and money and make the best use of it. This allows you to really identify who is the best group of people to be working with and design how you're marketing to them specifically so that they feel like, oh man, that's just right for me. Okay, so let's first talk about what is a niche. And in order to define that, I want to actually start with what it isn't, because a lot of people think they know what niche means and they don't. So a niche is not your genre, meaning I can't tell you how often I've been in a live class and asked the group what their niche was, and what I heard back was folk music or jazz or, you know, composing. That's about you. Niche market isn't about you. It's about them. It's about who your target market is. So it's not your genre. It's not about you. But it's also not the kind of broad stroke demographics that if you took marketing in college, they probably talked about. So age range, male, female, that kind of thing. The reason that's not your niche either is because it's too big. It's too many people. You don't have the money to market that broad, not effectively. And that's a huge mistake that people make, is that they think, oh, well, let's see, my niche is women age 25 to 35. Well, we're talking about millions of dollars in order to effectively market to a demographic. Because the old adage in marketing is that you need to connect with your market, oh, 7 times before they have any idea who you are, let alone are ready to actually pay you money. Well, that was the wisdom from the 50s and 60s, where information was flowing in newspapers, radio, and television, and at a fairly slow speed. A little bit of billboard and signage, but not a huge quantity. I mean, look around you right now. Sitting at my desk, I see at least a dozen different brands. We are being inundated all the time with marketing messages to the point where it's wallpaper. We don't even notice it anymore. And when we do notice it, we tend to turn it off. People used to actually watch commercials. They actually enjoyed them. It was entertainment. That's not true anymore. And so in order to actually make an impact across a broad market, you're thinking about 15 to 20 connections or exposures to a particular brand before someone really notices it at all. And I'm sorry, you wouldn't be doing the self-study program if you could afford to market in that way. It's really critical when you're thinking about niche that you are thinking about small, highly specific, and narrowly defined group of people. You want to be able to find and communicate with them in specific ways, meaning targeted messages that you know they'll see. And ideally, it's one you already have some connection with. Now, at some point in your career, you're going to choose a niche and open it up for yourself. But choosing a niche and starting it from scratch is a lot harder than investing in a niche you're already connected with. So I recommend for the first niche that you develop that you really start with someone or something, some group that you're already at least peripherally connected to, because I think you will find it much easier to get traction in that niche than if you're starting from scratch. Because a lot of times when you're starting from scratch, the biggest challenge with it is educating your market. And so it takes a lot more time and energy and money. So I don't recommend you start with that. I recommend you start with a niche that you already have connections with. I want to talk a little bit about what stops people in pursuing niche marketing. And I have talked about niche marketing to general business groups, to musicians, to fine artists, sculptors. I've talked about niche marketing to a lot of different groups of people. And what I find is that what stops people from really investing in marketing in this way, in niche marketing, I find that it's usually the same sets of obstacles. So I want to address that right up front here. The first one is that they worry about excluding possibilities. Well, you know, if I'm only marketing to this small group of people, there could be a great fan, client, customer over there in that group of people, and I'll be leaving them out. Well, here's the thing. You're not turning down business. I'm not recommending that if someone comes to you from a different niche to see your show, to buy your CD, to hire you to write their music, that you say, nope, sorry, I don't want your business because you're not in my niche. You're not going to do that. This is not about you accepting people who are interested in you. This is about you making the best use of your marketing time, your marketing energy, and your marketing dollar. So it's not about excluding possibilities. It's about focusing your efforts. Another thing people worry about is missing opportunities. And I can relate to that. I mean, I am a business coach and I could coach just about anyone. And I've had the experience because most of my marketing materials are really targeted for people in the arts and entertainment industry. And it may be that possible clients from other areas didn't go with me because of that. But I've found that generally when I've pursued those opportunities, even independently, they ended up not really being mine. I think you need to trust the universe a little bit here and trust that your best right opportunities are out there and are going to show up for you as soon as you clearly and narrowly define what they are. Okay? This is just your first niche. You will be developing other niches, and in fact, the more you develop your first niche, the easier it becomes to expand that and develop additional niches. Okay? So you will be expanding outward, but you will be expanding outward niche by niche. And finally, the biggest one is, what if you pick the wrong niche? What if you pick a niche that you think, you know, this one's going to work for me, and I think this is a really good idea, only to discover that, you know what, there's no traction there. Let me give you the wisdom of my personal experience. My very first niche that I chose to work on building was in 2002. See, my background is actually in film and television. I have a bachelor in fine arts in theater. I was an actress for a long time and worked in production. And so I thought, you know, really the first niche I should work on is in film and television and theater. And the truth is, I got nowhere with it. I really just didn't get a lot of traction. And it may be that I didn't have this system yet, and I might have gotten better results, but that just wasn't where the traction was. As soon as I dipped my little pinky toe into the music industry, I got immediate and instant traction. All of my efforts in building and developing the film theater niche did not go to waste. Because the truth is, shifting to a new niche was much more about changing my language a little bit, perhaps changing the look of things a little bit. It was more a tweak than it was starting from scratch. So don't worry so much about picking the wrong one, because all of the effort that you create in pursuing your first niche will not go to waste. You'll be able to use all of that experience and research and results. All of that learning will make the next niche easier to build anyway, okay? So don't worry if you pick the wrong one. I think that if you follow the steps that I'm about to lay out for you, you're more likely not going to pick the wrong one. You'll pick one that is already working for you, so you'll be able to build from that. But even if it doesn't quite work the first time through, you'll be able to apply all of that material to the next one.